Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 339 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie is going to tell us all about her family's recent trip to Jackson Hole, and I'm going to tell you all about a really fun Saturday of shopping with our friend Jamie Golden. And listen, I realize those are two very different experiences, but super fun nonetheless. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that already. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. There are a couple of different levels you can subscribe to. Our most recent Patreon episode was about some hard no's that Melanie and I have in our lives. Some places where we say just thank you, but absolutely not. We will not participate. We will not engage. And coming up next week, we have a live book club on lessons in chemistry. We can't wait for that. We would also love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, here we go with episode 339. Hey everybody, this is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
This is the third time we've tried to record the beginning of this episode. Once we recorded because I had technical difficulties on my end. I was interrupted by my own child who wanted to show me a video. So third time's the charm, everybody.
It's not like this is a real job.
It's not like this is a real job. Just come mm-hmm. on in. Wait, what else? Do you want to visit? Here, let's just have a group conversation.
Yeah, come on in. Come on in.
So I wouldn't watch the video Alex just wanted to show me on principle.
No. Watch it later.
I'm working hard. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mama is working. Mama mm-hmm. is working.
So Melanie has been on a journey. She has returned home to San Antonio.
I have. We got back home about 1 o'clock in the morning. We got back to our house about 2 o'clock in the morning. I learned something about myself, which I've kind of always, I need to unpack as soon as I get home. I kind of thought because we got home so late, I wouldn't. Oh no, mm-hmm. I had to fully unpack last night. I'm not going to be able to sleep till I unpack. And I'm also going to tell you that the whole time, here's one of the downsides to our vacation up in Jackson Hole and Yellowstone, is the air is so dry there, which is delightful in terms of the feeling and being outside and all of that stuff. But like, I came home and I showered at 2 a.m. and I put so much lotion and body oil on myself that when I finally did go to get in bed, it was like, I was like, am I wet? Like I was just like stuck. The sheets, like I couldn't even move. It was like
how much moisturizer did you put on your face?
Oh my gosh, so much moisturizer. I brought that Maya Chia with me, and I every night we were there I used the Maya Chia because I was like, this is the only thing that's going to help my skin, and I was so glad I threw it in at the last minute. But there was not enough lotion to keep like my, and the thing is we were going so many places and doing so many things that the amount of times that I had to wash my hands with like subpar soap, you know what I mean, like it was rough. So anyway, but the trip was delightful. I'm going to tell you that it's maybe, I told Perry, I said, I think number one, it was for sure our favorite family vacation we've ever been on. Like,
okay. Far high praise. High praise.
Mm-hmm. And I think maybe my favorite place I've ever been. Like, you've seen pictures, but like nothing does it justice. Like, it truly is like so beautiful. Like, everything. I mean, the Grand Tetons are majestic. You can't even describe them. The weather was perfect the whole time we were there. Jackson Hole is such a charming town. I'm going to tell you that we were there at the exact right time because you could tell that it was about to gear up for the Summer Slam. And like, but we didn't really have to wait at any restaurants. It wasn't super crowded. Now, when we got to Yellowstone, it was a little more crowded, but not really. And I was like, oh, this is the way to do it. Because I told Perry just enough of the crowds in Yellowstone. I was like, if I had to do this in July when the masses are here, it'd be a hard no for me.
Okay. All right.
So, but it was great. We loved it. We flew into Jackson Hole, got there, listen, spent some days. Perry Shankle, I'm going to tell you that we didn't need to do a safari tour because people kept saying, you need to do like a Jeep safari tour or whatever. And I was like, I just don't know. But I'm going to tell you that Perry had mapped out the daily, the major and minor feeds that animals are going to have. He had it set on his watch.
Last night, we were at the SEC baseball tournament. And Stephanie asked me something about y'all, and I mentioned that y'all were getting home last night. And she said, have they had the best time? And I said, they have had the best time. And I believe Perry, at this point, fancies himself a bit of a mountain ranger. I think that he has locked in to a new vision for himself.
Yes.
Maybe has realized some giftings he didn't know he had.
Yes.
Or been able to utilize those giftings in a different way. So it delights me.
And Perry says, we pass over a river. And he goes, if I were a moose, I would be by that river. And I'm not even kidding that like 2 seconds later, there was a moose. Like, it's like he manifested it the whole time.
Why would he be by that river if he were a moose? Help me understand.
No, because I found out, because moose like darker, richer vegetation, and they'll actually go into the river to eat the vegetation in the river.
Okay.
I know more than I ever wanted to know.
I bet you have ingested some knowledge.
Yes.
Some facts.
Yes. Well, and then he had gone on Google Earth, and so he had examined all the various roads in the area. And so...
We can just stop there. Thank you, everyone, for joining us on episode 339. It's been a joy.
And so...
Oh, my gosh.
So he had found a road that went... It was like... It's called the Grovant Parkway, or it's not a parkway, but it's a thing. And so we took that the first night. And so, and I'm going to tell you that we had rented an expedition, and I'm so glad that we did, because we basically lived out of that car for the whole trip. And we took this long drive. We saw mountain goats. We saw elk. At one point, we passed the guy doing the safari tours.
And Perry looked at everybody in that vehicle and said, enjoy it, suckers.
That's right. That's right. We saw, I mean, everybody, I mean, we really, the only animal we didn't see that we wanted to see was a wolf. And I think that's because they're further north in Yellowstone. But we saw marmots. We saw chipmunks. We saw a grizzly bear. We saw several black bears. I mean, it was... Perry Shankle has missed his calling. And it's so funny that you said a mountain ranger, because so the first day that we went to the Grand Teton National Park, we did this hike, and it was from Jenny Lake, and you hike up to these hidden falls. I'm going to tell you, it was a moderate hike.
You said hike up is what you said. You didn't say hike over?
No.
Or hike down. You said hike up.
No. And it wasn't really like, it was a gradual thing, so it wasn't too bad. But you have to factor in, number one, the altitude. And number two, there was still snow on the ground. So like at times you'd be walking, and then all of a sudden you're walking through snow, and you're having to like navigate, like, where is it packed? Where is it not packed? And so you're walking up through the snow. But we'd walked up to Hidden Falls, which I think it was about 3 miles to get up there. So we'd walked up there, and we were coming back down, and these two guys passed us, and they had skis on their backpack. And Perry said, did y'all just ski down? And they said, yes, we're mountain rangers. We skied down and we're checking the conditions of the trail, because the snow had still, they just needed to make sure the snow was stable and not getting too melty.
Yeah.
And so they were like, we've skied down and whatever. And Perry was like, you're who I want to be when I grow up. Like, he was so enamored by the mountain rangers that had hiked up, skied down, you know, the whole thing. So that was so great. We love that. I can't even tell you how beautiful the whole thing was. Like, it just, and you know, it's been like a weird, hard spring here for a lot of reasons for the Shankle family. And so to get away and be like somewhere that beautiful where you're like, oh, God is so much bigger than what you even fathom. Like, when you see the mountains, you're just like, oh man, like, it was just so picturesque, and it was so peaceful, and it was so good. And so then we drove into Yellowstone.
My hair and I have really been on a journey the last few years. What I noticed a few years ago is that my hair was increasingly thin, it was brittle, it was dried out, and I just needed to take better care of it. That is why I can sing the praises of Pros and their truly custom made-to-order hair care. Switching to a custom routine from Pros was one of the very best things that I've done for my hair, and I have to say, several years later, I feel like I'm in the best hair shape I've been in a really long time. I especially love Pros' dry shampoo. It is one of my very favorites. I love the fact that it has a powdery texture that you pump into your hair as opposed to spray, so you can really direct it exactly where you want it to go. And because of Pros, I feel like my hair looks thicker and shinier. I go longer in between shampoos than I ever have before. I'll tell you something else about Pros. They know that there's more to you than just your hair type. Pros has given over 1 million consultations with their in-depth hair quiz, which is exactly how I got started. It's so easy to take the quiz online, and I was really surprised when I kind of examined my hair as an objective party that it was more dry and more brittle than I had realized. My favorite feature, though, is Pros' Review and Refine tool, which lets me tweak my formulas for any reason in case I change up my hair color or even my diet. All their ingredients are sustainably sourced, ethically gathered, and cruelty-free. They're also the first custom beauty brand to go carbon neutral. Custom made-to-order hair care from Pros has your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/bigboo. That's PROSE.com/bigboo for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off.
And so we knew this was, so we did horseback riding on Saturday in the Grand Teton National Park. And then on Sunday, that was our day to drive into Yellowstone. And we were going to spend Sunday night at the under canvas glamping tents. And I wish you could see me do air quotes as I say glamping.
I wish I had some special theme music to put behind this particular section.
I can't.
No offense to under canvas, by the way.
Not just at all. Listen,
We're all operating with different preferences and needs, and
yes.
So you were just in a situation where you got to explore that a bit, right?
That's it. And it was just one of those things. It's like I told Perry and Caroline, I said, this is one of those moments in my life where I thought I was a different kind of person than what I was.
Yes. Yes. You thought you were not who you have always been.
That's it.
You wanted to believe something different about yourself.
I did.
Gave it a chance.
Because I feel like starting last summer when Caroline and I went and hiked in the Great Smoky Mountains, I was like, maybe I'm a hiker now. You know, like maybe this is, because I did really enjoy it.
Yes. Yes. I do think you're a hiker. I do.
Yes. Yes.
I think you are a hiker. I think you love the nature. You love outside. I think it's a great reset for you.
Yes.
I think it's after the hiking that really where you don't need to try to fool yourself anymore. You know,
that's it. That's it. Yeah, this is who I am. Mm-hmm. And I will say, so under canvas is a great idea in theory. And Perry and I agreed if we were different people and maybe had little kids or the whole thing, but I'm going to tell you that we pulled in and like the minute we drove through the front gates, I kind of scanned and looked around and I had this feeling of I've made a terrible mistake.
I loved, because Melanie texted me about this, and I loved that your certainty that you had read that room wrong was immediate.
Yep. Yeah, it didn't take me like a couple of hours. It was immediately like if we had any other alternative to stay, we would leave now. You know what I mean?
Right,
like it was just but we've got to do this. We're here because it's in West Yellowstone, so there aren't a lot of other options at that late juncture to stay, and it's a pretty far drive, so we're like we're not driving back to Jackson Hole, and we were fly fishing that morning in West Yellowstone. So I'm like, okay, we've got to stay in this area. So we check in, and I'm going to tell you that part of the check-in process was, here's how you start the fire in your wood-burning stove.
Oh.
There's a pull chain shower, which in case you don't know what that means, that's where you pull the chain to turn the water on and then you get wet and then you have to turn it off and then you have to soap yourself up and then you pull the chain again.
Is it cold water?
Well, It's not supposed to be, but ours was freezing. And so we couldn't get our water warm. And then they say, and there's no food. You can't have any food in your tent because of the bears. Of the bears, which it was fine. And then we walked. So I'm like, okay, this is all fine. And they're like, and we have board games over here. We have our bar set up at night. We do s'mores by the campfire. And here's my whole thing. And I really, but this is what I know about myself. I don't want to go sit and eat s'mores around a campfire with a bunch of strangers.
I'm just going to say yes. Yes. It's not, that's not relaxing. That's not relaxing.
No, it's not relaxing. That's work. That feels like work to me. So I was like, so all of that is not going to work for me. So then we go to our tent, which I had asked for it to be like on the river view. Well, they couldn't put us down by the river because the snow had just melted and it was too marshy. So that was a whole other thing. So then we get our bags out in the parking lot and then we have to wheel our bags down this long dirt path to get into our tent.
I'm getting to it in a different way. I'm getting an Ecuador vibes when we stayed at that lodge on that river.
Yes.
And we had to take our bags up about 72 steps and I nearly died.
Yes. That's exactly, this is what's happening. That's exactly what's happening. So we get in and we look, and I knew that we had gotten like a suite. So we had our own bathroom and then there was a sleeper sofa for Caroline, a king size bed for us. And like we walked in and listen, for a tent, it was very nice. I mean, it had a wooden floor. But we knew because Perry had checked the weather. He was like, the low is going to be like 29. And I was like, would they have a wood burning stove? Well, then what they told us on check-in is you have to feed wood into the stove every hour and a half because it burns down. So who's getting out of bed to put fire, to put wood in the stove? You know? So
you thought you were Laura Ingalls.
I did.
And this was your chance to prove once and for all whether you were or you were not.
And I was not.
And you were not Laura Ingalls, right?
I was not. And so then I look at the bed and I'm like, and it's fixed up. It's, you know, it's got pillows and, you know, it's got a little couch.
As beds tend to have.
Yes. And it was, I mean, it was pretty for what it was. I was like, this is very charming in theory. But then I took that freezing cold shower because we had decided that we were going to shower. The kind of our routine was we would shower after we had kind of hiked during the day and then we'd go eat an early dinner and then we'd go on our nature drive to see our wildlife at night. So I was like, so I was the first to get in the shower. It was ice cold. I can't even tell you, like ice cold. Like finally I was like, well, I'm just going to scrub my armpits and be done because that's all I can do. Like I can't, this is the best I can do.
Right.
So we do that. I look into our, there's like a wooden trunk at the end of our bed. And I see there's like an extra down comforter, I guess, for the sleeper sofa. And there were two extra pillows. That still was not enough pillows. So this is going to lead to something bad. So we eat dinner at the restaurant, which I have to say was delicious. The food was great. So we did not have a bad meal the whole time we were there. So we had great, great dinner. Then we left, we did our drive through Yellowstone and looked for our wildlife. It saw sunsets and it was so pretty or whatever. So we get back and we drive up to the main reception area because they had hot chocolate. So Perry and Caroline wanted hot chocolate. So we go up there so they can get hot chocolate, which whatever. Perry kept saying my whole thing this whole time was it's fine. It's all fine. But even Perry, when they told us to check in, like, yeah, and to get your coffee in the morning, you have to come up here. Perry was like, you know, here's the thing. I'm 50 and I like my amenities. And I was like, that's what I'm saying. Like, so we pretty much had already come to the conclusion that we were one night and done under campus. Yeah. Like, and my people agreed with me.
Yeah. And I appreciate that Perry could admit that. You know, I appreciate that he could put his mountain ranger dreams and aspirations aside. And and really line up that situation with what life looks like on the regular, you know, and just say maybe a one night experience, and then let's maybe have hot water, you know.
And so it was kind of let's have hot water, and it's like in the tent, it smelled kind of musty.
I know,
it just smelled too musty for me. But so anyway, so we go up to the thing, they're getting the hot chocolate. While they do that, I go and ask the man who's at the deal, let's call him Doug. And I'm like, Doug, is there any way we can get any extra pillows?
as y'all know, I love to cook. It's one of my absolute favorite things, one of my absolute favorite ways to unwind and decompress. But I have to tell y'all, sometimes I feel a little overwhelmed or maybe even irresponsible when I put food scraps on top of food scraps into our trash. I just have felt like maybe there's a better way. And I've tried to be more careful and responsible about how I use things and dispose of things over the last couple of years, but I haven't been able to figure out the part in terms of disposing of food we haven't eaten. Well, I'm delighted to tell you about Meal. Meal helps the environment every day by keeping kitchen scraps out of landfills. Having the meal bin in our pantry has been such a good solution for me because I was increasingly feeling like I was being really wasteful. So, membership starts with the Meal kitchen bin. It grinds and dries and shrinks and de-stinks, that's very important, your kitchen scraps overnight and turns them into food grounds. It's still food, not compost. So you keep adding your kitchen scraps into the meal, and there are several things that I like about this. One is that I'm not filling up garbage bag after garbage bag with stuff. There are no leaky bags, there's no weird smells, and this takes up a fraction of the space of garbage. When your bin is finally full, you just empty it into a prepaid return box and schedule a USPS pickup right from your Meal app. Our uneaten food serves a bigger purpose. The bin in our pantry goes to work. Our uneaten food turns into food grounds, and Meal will work to turn food grounds into food for chickens. And actually, feeding animals, according to the EPA and the UN, is the most effective use of uneaten food. Membership costs about $1 a day and includes everything. It includes the bin, the food ground shipping, the app, and regular impact reports, especially if you have somebody in your life who loves some data so you can see how you're making a difference. Meal is now shipping, but supplies are limited. Reserve your Meal membership today at meal.com/bigboo. That's meal.com/bigboo to reserve your membership. Get Meal now and change your kitchen forever.
And he said, "What tent number are you in?" I said, I told him my tent number. And he said, "I think we've already given you two extra pillows. I think you've already asked for two extra pillows." And I said, "No, I haven't. I said, I haven't asked for two extra pillows." He said, "Well, let me double check and make sure you haven't already asked for two extra pillows."
Oh, see, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Doug.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And so I said, "I haven't asked for two extra pillows." And Caroline said she heard me start to get in a pillow debate with this man. And she was like, "Oh, this is Melanie Shankle's out on this deal." She said, "I knew in that moment." So I was like, "Can we get two extra pillows?" And he's like, "Well, let me double check." Well, then the sweet girl comes up and she looks and she said, "No, that was cabin whoever that asked for two extra pillows." And he said, and I said, "Yes, I would." I said, "I would like two extra pillows." And he said, "Well, I don't think we can get those for you because housekeeping has already left."
Okay.
And I was like, okay. And I said, "Well, there's no way that you can get pillows?" I said,
is there a closet tent?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I felt like, here's my thing. And I felt like Doug was pillow shaming me.
Yes.
About my need for extra pillows. And I wanted to say, Doug, I don't judge you for your CPAP machine that you need to sleep. So why don't you not judge me for my extra pillow situation?
Right. Doug, let's all live and walk in freedom.
That's right. That's right. So I told you that. So that's one of my new hard no's, because we just did our Patreon episode, which was one of my favorites ever.
Yes.
About hard no's. But one of mine is, do not shame somebody for what they need to sleep. Do not pillow shame me.
Right.
Because I happen to need a lot of pillows. That is who I am. I will freely admit that. I don't judge you for whatever you need to sleep. So don't judge me about my pillows, Doug.
Right.
So then Doug finally says, "Well, maybe we could get you the pillows, but we're not going to be able to get any pillowcases because of the housekeeping situation."
Well, this has really become more than it ever needed to be. You know?
It did.
Uh-huh.
And then this sweet young girl that worked there, and I wish I had gotten her name, but she said, "I think I can run down. Can I just run down and go grab some pillows and the linens and whatever?" And Doug kind of looked at her and he said, "Well, I guess." And she said, "Yeah, I'll run down and go get you those pillows and I'll get pillowcases." And I said, "Great." I go, "Do I need to wait here for them?" And she said, "No," because they have like little golf cart things. She said, "No, I'll run them down to you." And I said, "Thank you so much. I really appreciate that." We go to get back in our car, and this little girl comes pulling up on her little golf cart, and she pulls up, and Perry motions for her to go ahead of us because the road is so dusty. Mm-hmm. And so she was like, no, you go. And so Perry rolls down his window. He rolls down his window and he says, no, he said, you go ahead. Otherwise you're going to eat my dust. And she said, oh, you think so? And she like gunned it like that. Like we thought, she thought he was challenging her. To her race.
It's like Fast and the Furious.
It was. And she went and tear it off in her golf cart.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I was crying laughing. And so you think so? And she like took off. I mean, we couldn't breathe. And so then we pull into our parking spot. So we were getting our stuff out of the car that we needed. And so we were getting some more stuff out of the car. And we had a cooler and we had some Pedialyte in it. And so I was like, I'm going to drink some of that Pedialyte because I was very worried about feeling dehydrated and having altitude sickness.
Yes,
and
so yes.
I took a big gulp of Pedialyte, and like right at that moment, I pictured her saying, oh, you think so? And I got so tickled that I spit my mouthful of Pedialyte all over the parking lot. Like I couldn't even control it.
Oh, my word.
And so that night is we got in our bed, and at first we got in the tent, and it wasn't as cold to start off with. And we had the stove going, and it's like, it's okay. And we're fine. And then it was starting to get colder. And so I'm going to tell you that as I sat in bed, I went and I booked us hotel rooms for the next night in Jackson Hole. I was like, we're getting out of here. I'm getting us some hotel rooms. I'm getting us some nice hotel rooms.
Yes.
And so I went on, did that, done, got us hotel rooms. It was the coldest night. I can't even tell you. Like, we had our down comforters. We had our blankets. Caroline was off the sofa bed. And when I woke up in the morning, like, Perry got up about 5:30 in the morning and started putting fire in the stove. But when I woke up kind of, and after not sleeping, and at night, like, I could hear wolves howling. And all I could think is about the bears. And then I was like, those bears are going to come, and they're going to be drawn in by that Pedialyte that I spit in the parking lot. It's alerted them to our presence. And when I woke up the next morning, Perry had gone down and he was getting our coffee. I woke up and I looked over, and Caroline at some point in the middle of the night was so cold that she was laying in that sofa bed, and she had her down comforter, and she had piled like half of her suitcase worth of clothes on top of her.
Bless her heart. Oh,
she was just a ball. She was like a ball under the covers, and there were just sweatshirts and sweatpants and everything draped over her. And she just looked at me and she goes, I am so cold, and I didn't sleep all night, and those wolves were howling. And I was like, baby, mama has gotten us a 5-star hotel room back in Jackson
Hole. Bless her. Bless her.
Anyway, so we left under canvas. We went and fly fished and it was so much fun. Oh my gosh, we loved it. We had so much fun. We had the best guide, and his name was Philip. And guess where he went to college? Mississippi State.
Oh, this makes me so happy.
Yes.
Where was he from? Was he from Mississippi?
He's from Jackson, Mississippi. He was from Jackson, Mississippi. When we followed him to the river, he had Mississippi plates. And so when we started talking, I said, are you from Mississippi? And he said, yeah. And he said, I spend the winters there, you know, but he said, I do my summers here. And so, and he said, my guide and whatever. And so I was like, oh, and I said, I have a good friend that went to Mississippi State. And he said, oh, I did too. So he was a delight. And I think there again, I think that's who Perry would like to be when he grows up.
100%.
So he was so good. So anyway, we did that. We drove back through the park, and then I'm going to say that we ended up back in Jackson Hole and ate some hand-fired pizza and had just the best of hotel rooms. And I took the longest shower of my life. Good for you. So anyway, it was such a fun trip. And I thought, and you know that this is it for me. Like normally when I get home from vacation, I'm always like, ooh, I'm glad to be back. And last night when we got home, I was like, oh, I'm kind of sad to be back. Like it was,
oh,
Yeah. Like it was just so fun. And we're already, I'm like, oh, I'll go back next year. Like it, okay. It feels like a do over and over again
trip. Okay. So y'all have found, you've found kind of your ideal shingle situation when it comes to travel. I love that.
Yeah. Cause I think it had everything that all of us like. There was a little bit of all of it because I don't mind driving around and looking at the wildlife and doing the whole stuff, you know?
Oh, like sure. I like that too. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's beautiful. So, but my two hard no's are do not pillow shame me. Right. And no to camping. I have, those are my two. No camping. Done.
Yeah. I'm, not even glamping. Like, not, yeah. No. You can't put lipstick on a pig is what you've learned. Right?
I am more glam and less ping. Yeah. You know, that's.
Yes.
And we did get real tickled because we went to check in at the Jackson Hole Airport yesterday and my bag was like 52 pounds. And I laughed because when we left San Antonio, they let it slide there. They were like, mm-hmm. whatever. They didn't charge. Well, I'm going to tell you that Kurt was on it yesterday mm-hmm. and he was like, we're going to have to charge you unless you can make this bag lighter. And so he kept it on the scale and I took it and I immediately took out my bag that had all my face products and all my stuff. And the bag immediately went down to 47 pounds. And Perry and Caroline said, if you carry around 5 pounds worth of products, you should mm-hmm. not be a camper. You don't belong in the campground.
Yeah. But if the 5 pounds of products is what it takes for you to have an adventure type vacation, then it's well worth it, right?
That's exactly. Yeah. Because skincare doesn't take a vacation. You know
what
I'm saying?
That's right. Mm-hmm. So I think you found a good middle ground for where all of your interests converge.
Yes.
And something y'all can all enjoy doing together, but now you know what you need to recover from the day's activities, and that's not an outdoor situation.
No, it is not. I need an indoor situation, and mm-hmm. I'm going to say a lot of people were concerned. I wore leggings the whole time. I'm going to tell you that I did not need camo pants. Mm-hmm. My leggings worked fine. I had mm-hmm. some fleece leggings that I wore the day that we fly fished, and then I had mm-hmm. waders on top of that. Work like a charm. Okay. So thank you everyone for your concern, mm-hmm. but it was great. So.
Well done. Well done. Earlier this week, I was telling a friend how some of my favorite memories from growing up are when we would sit around the table and we would either make something together or we would play a game. I have so many specific funny memories from those days, mainly because you've never seen anybody more competitive at cards or at a board game than I am, but that's really beside the point. What a gift to be able to share the fun of a family game night or the opportunity to build something together with people we love, and we can do that with KiwiCo. KiwiCo is defining the future of play by making it engaging and enriching and seriously fun. They create super cool hands-on projects designed to create a lifelong love for learning among kids. I love at this point in my life, when I no longer have a kid who's doing lots of hands-on puzzles and that kind of stuff, I love sharing the gift of KiwiCo with other kids that I love. And that's something that you may not know about KiwiCo. You can go on their website and you can gift kids of any age with age-specific activities that are hands-on and creative. You can also gift them with subscriptions to KiwiCo if you want to. And all you have to do is go on that website, look up their age range, hone in on their interests, and you will give them a gift that keeps on giving. I know all too well that as a parent, it can be hard to find creative ways to keep your children busy, challenged, and off their screens. KiwiCo does the legwork for you so you can spend quality time tackling projects together, and there's something for kids of all ages. So let's all do our part to encourage kids to be innovators, to be creative thinkers, and let's give them the tools to learn new skills, build new experiences, and make new connections. I would even say to make great memories. They won't believe what they can build and accomplish with KiwiCo, and the best part is watching their confidence grow as big as their smile. Find the perfect hands-on project for your family at the KiwiCo store. No subscription required. Get 20% off any store crate with promo code BIGBOO at KiwiCo.com/store. That's 20% off any store crate with code BIGBOO at KiWi.com/store.
Now tell us what's been happening with you.
We've lived so many lives since y'all left for Jackson Hole. Okay, the short version is the Bulldogs and the Aggies played last weekend. The Aggies took the series. We did have a super fun walk-off win on Thursday night, and then it all went south for the Bulldogs. So we didn't make it to Hoover, I'm sad to say. But I do think they improved as the season went on, and I feel like their bats certainly improved as the season went on. And, you know, I can't get ever mad at the Aggies ever. So, so it's fine. And so now I can cheer for the Aggies here in Hoover. I'm cheering for the Aggies. I'm cheering for LSU. I'm cheering for Auburn. So I'm just whatever combination, you know, whoever's playing, and I cheered for Alabama last night, which was fun. Okay. So, because they were playing Kentucky, and I was like, I'll cheer for my, you know, the team in my state. And so also while you were gone, our friend Casey, the Mixons, they got a new puppy. Oh. They got a little, I don't know. I can't ever remember the name, but it's a combination of some kind of spaniel, like a King Charles Cavalier.
King Charles, yes. We were just talking about those yesterday.
And a poodle. And he is the cutest thing. And I, on three different occasions, have gone to Casey's just so I can hold him.
Aww.
And I think it has given me a glimpse of what life will be like way down the road whenever, however, if ever grandchildren come into this situation.
Yes. Yes.
Because you have never seen three people so enamored with a dog. As Casey, Steph, and I are. And just Casey got a stroller so she can walk and take the dog with her. Like she got a pet stroller from Petco.
Yeah. Okay.
We all go outside together when he goes to the bathroom. It's ridiculous. And I told Ella the other night, I was like, listen, when all y'all start having babies, you just need to know, I'm sorry, if you're anywhere in the area, you're going to get a lot of pop-ins. You're going to get a lot of people who want to come over and rock your baby. Like, I cannot even tell you how cute the dog is. So
I love that.
He's precious. So
I love that. I would need to send me a picture. I want to see a picture.
Okay, I will. You won't even believe it. So I've been to see Sebastian several times. And then David and I went to the movie one night. We went to see Blackberry, because Jamie Golden had recommended it on the podcast last week. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy. Like, it was one of those movies like I love where it's, you know, there are no special effects. It's a story about people, which I'm such a fan of. And so between Air and then Blackberry, two very different kinds of movies, but it's been a long time since I saw two movies I really liked in the same week. And then I just want to mention yesterday, Bama Rush came out.
Yes.
And you and I talked about doing a Patreon about Bama Rush, and we haven't talked about this, but I'm here to tell you, we're not going to be able to do a Patreon about Bama Rush.
Oh, you're kidding. Okay. Tell me what.
Oh, I was so sad because it was real boring. It's like Stephanie's grandmother who had an expression where she would say tried and can't. It was a tried and can't situation. I think they just ultimately did not have the access that maybe we thought they would have in order to really show what we thought we would see. It was a documentary and it told people's stories. It came across like it was going to be this really sensational, like, takedown of the Greek system at Alabama, or the sorority system in Alabama. Mm-hmm. And it was none of the above. Like, and so it just, it was a little bit, and I know people worked hard on this. So I don't want to disparage their hard work. So now my great TV hope is there's a documentary about the Smartless, because I love the Smartless podcast. The language is terrible. They did a documentary of their live show tour. And so now that's my great hope that'll be fun to watch. If you have listened to our podcast for a while, you are likely aware that Melanie and I are always in the mood for snacks. We are snackers. We like the snack foods. We like to explore our snack options. We are fans of snacks. And listen, we like us some variety. We like cashews, gummy bears, olives, popcorn, trail mix, dried fruit. There's really no limit to what we will consider when it comes to snack time. Well, nuts.com is your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruits, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours, and more.
Their wide selection means there is something for everyone, and if you are a snacker, it's a little bit of a dream come true. I have to tell you my experience with nuts.com. I recently got a bag of their cashews, and I didn't really think that there were levels of cashews. I'd never really pondered the qualities of an excellent cashew, but after I tried the cashews from nuts.com, I called Melanie and I said, I just need you to know, I've just had the cashews of my life. These products are so fresh, so delicious. You can shop a la carte at any time, or you can opt into hassle-free auto delivery so that you never run out of your favorite items. And if you're already stocked up at home, they also sell directly to businesses. So you can snack with satisfaction knowing that quality is a top priority at nuts.com. They roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships. Did you hear that? So your products reach you deliciously fresh. Since 1929, they've been doing it the old-fashioned way. One taste and you will know the difference. Right now, nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at nuts.com/bigboo. So go check out all of the delicious options at nuts.com/bigboo. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's nuts.com/bigboo. Last night, Alex and I went to the SEC baseball tournament, and we went to the night session. So we saw Alabama and Kentucky, and then Auburn and Missouri. Mm-hmm. And I would just like to mention a few things about that experience, because you know how I love the SEC baseball tournament. It's just, whether my team is there or not, it's one of my favorite things every year, because it's a little bit like, if you live in Birmingham, it's a little bit like a reunion, because you always see people you know and you haven't seen in a while. And so I have a few things about that I would like to mention. One is that we had some high school guys who were sitting on the row in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
And what they were doing with their trash talk was inspirational to me. What they were cultivating in themselves was, they were Auburn fans, and I finally asked them, I was like, where do you go to high school? And they told me, mm-hmm. and I was like, they're doing good work at your high school. They're giving you some exposure to sports and sporting events. That's really, it's bearing good fruit in your life. And I just want to affirm it, mm-hmm. because they would, when Missouri would switch pitchers, and this is what I need for everybody to bring to a college baseball game. And this is where Alabama fans, I think you have some work to do, but we'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
So whenever Missouri would switch out pitchers, they would get on the Missouri Athletics website and they would find out some things about the pitcher, which is key, because listen, in college baseball, if you're going to go after a player, you got to be specific and you got to be direct.
For sure.
My favorite was the guy who pitched for the majority of the game for Missouri. And I never knew why they were doing this, but every so often, right as he would wind up, and they were sitting on the front row of the stadium, one of them would go, nightmare. So it would get super quiet and then nightmare. And it made me so happy. But that Auburn Missouri game had some of the worst, and I'm not one to comment on officiating, but it had some of the worst home plate officiating I have ever seen in my life.
Oh, no.
And I even, like, that strike zone, listen, it was a concept. It was, you couldn't tell. Sometimes it was all over the place. And there was one play where Auburn got called out on the plate. I don't agree that it was an out.
Okay.
Everybody was all over that home plate official. And so anyway, after that call, the next Auburn batter comes up, and I mean, he hit that ball. I mean, he hit that ball, and it was a 2-run homer. And you know, like that, when you've been mad about a play and then you get that adrenaline surge, it was so great. So we had a ball essentially at that. But I have two things that I want to just put out into the world, and we'll see what happens with them.
Oh, okay.
One is Alabama baseball. Now, listen, Alabama baseball's had a tough time this year. Mm-hmm. I understand that. And I loved, like, there, of all four teams we saw last night, the Alabama team won in terms of, and you'll know exactly what I mean by this, they won in terms of body language.
Mm-hmm.
they won in terms of like just the general mood of the dugout. Like those boys were there to fight, you know, and like, so I loved watching them in terms of how they interacted with one another. Alabama fans, y'all need a leader. You need Alabama fans with baseball need a leader. Now they're they're accustomed to being great in football. They need a baseball leader. They don't do the things that you need to do. And you're going to know what I mean when I say this. If you're pitching, if your team is pitching and you get, if you're in a situation, let's say you have a full count and your pitcher's getting ready to pitch, what are you going to do? You're going to clap, right? Like you're going to get like a very aggressive clap situation going in the stands.
Yeah.
The Alabama fans, for whatever reason, they just don't do that stuff. They don't have anything. They yell. They don't have, I was like, do we need a review session? I'm not, and I don't say that arrogantly. It was just like, it was noticeable the difference between the mood at that game and then the way that, say, the Auburn fans responded at the Missouri game. So that's my first thing. Here's the second thing. The Missouri uniforms are just objectively awful.
Okay. Well, that feels right.
And Missouri fans, I mean, no disrespect, but you cannot have a black baseball jersey and put on like a pair of gray baseball pants.
No.
Look like they're faded. Like we got to do, but it's got to be crisp. It's got to be clean.
Yes.
So for Auburn to have on their pinstripes, which is my favorite Auburn uniform, as I love my Mississippi State pinstripes and your Aggie pinstripes.
Yeah.
So if I could encourage Missouri in any way, it's let's do some work in the off season to really shore up and their jerseys, where they have their numbers. You can't ever read the number. It's so I had some thoughts there, but it was a blast. It was a good time.
So glad. So glad. I know the Aggies play today. Well, it will be over, but we play Arkansas today at 1:00. So that's how I plan on spending my day, that and doing my laundry because camping, you know?
Yes, of course.
Yes.
And then the other big highlight for me for the time you were gone was on Saturday, I met our friend Jamie Golden for brunch and then we went shopping.
Yes. Tell me about this. This is something that I wish that I had been there for.
Well, I feel like your spirit was there, even though you were many states away.
Okay.
I felt like really, like I thought Melanie Schenkel walked so I could run in this moment. You know what I mean? Because I feel like I've been under, to a certain extent, I have been under your tutelage and your wisdom in the area of clothes and accessories now for really 17 years. And so I was mindful of my history and your legacy in that moment. Wow, so
that means so much to me.
Jamie had said, can we just go shopping? She said initially, like, she was like, let's just go shop for like accessories. Mm-hmm. And then she said, but if you have clothes ideas, so I don't know nearly as much about clothes as Melanie does. Melanie always knows like what's coming up with trends, and Melanie is more willing to try new trends than I am, but I do understand how to dress for my body. So I do study that a lot in terms of like, I feel like it's taken me a long time to figure out what consistently works just for me and how I'm built and all the things, because as I've said many times, I'm built like a chicken. Yeah. And just kind of how color works and how my tendency for a long time, I think, was to either just ignore color or then to come in like real strong with color, so figuring out the balance of that has been a thing. So Jamie and I went to brunch and had a delightful brunch. And then we went to some of my favorite places in Birmingham. And one thing I really love about, you know, looking for clothes or jewelry or shoes or whatever, is I like a high-low experience. Like I don't need everything to be super expensive, but I also don't want everything to feel kind of like temporary throwaway.
You know,
you got to have a mix. So we went to a couple of places in Homewood here in Birmingham. We went to our big Target in Homewood and had a delightful time. And it just led to this whole thing where I was like, Jamie, I think you need to wear more shorts. Like I really think you could do shorts. And I think you would be surprised at how much you enjoy shorts once you kind of get back into that. So it just, it was just a journey. And the most fun thing about shopping with Jamie is that anything I suggested, she was like, okay, got it. Okay. Okay, let's get that. Let's get that.
I mean, she's coachable. She's coachable.
She was so coachable. Mm-hmm. So, so we went to Target and then we went to Gus Meyer, which is like the best shoe store in Birmingham. Yes. And Jamie had, this is when I thought maybe I'm too deep in this world, because when we were at brunch, I think, or maybe when we were at the first store, she said, you know, when Aaron and I were at Taylor Swift, I saw these shoes in Atlanta and I loved them. So I took a picture of them and she showed me the picture and I said, those are Soft Waves.
Yeah.
They sell them at Gus Meyer. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to Gus Meyer.
Yep.
And then later, it was only like when I got home that I thought, maybe I shouldn't know that. Like maybe I'm carrying around too much.
No, you absolutely should know that. You wear that as a badge of honor. That means that you are paying attention. That means that you are dialed in.
Yeah. Yeah. So we went to Gus Meyer. It was Jamie's inaugural trip to Gus Meyer. And I'm here to tell you, that's one of the most fun things I've ever done in my life. Because she found these shoes that she loved. And then they had those shoes. They had them in tons of colors. But just watching Jamie's eyes light up when she put those shoes on, when uh-huh. she felt how comfortable they were, you uh-huh. know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And then she was like, how do I wear these? And yes. so I was like, listen. So I came home. So and then we went to Sephora. We went to Trader Joe's. I mean, it was 4 o'clock before I got uh-huh. home. We had the best time. We came home and I made Jamie a Google Doc because I had already made her an anthropology wish list.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I put everything, like if I had to make a list of basics, you know, like yeah. good classic basics that you want to last a long time, I'm going to go more than likely to anthropology to get those.
Yeah.
So I made her a Google Doc and I told her how I would wear different things she had gotten. Listen, I wow. have never had well any done. Desire to be anybody's stylist, but mm-hmm. it was so fun. And then
I love that.
And then, of course, I've blown her up for the last 4 days with additional items I think might be helpful.
Yeah.
She sent me a picture of her at work on Monday. She got Aaron to take her picture in uh-huh. this cute dress that we found at Target and her new shoes and some new colorful long earrings that she'd gotten. And we found her a new leather crossbody bag that's so classic and good. And so I just love that she's trying new things.
Yes.
I love, you know, and she has been the sweetest. So uh-huh. it was super, super fun. And we really missed you.
Oh, so. I love that. Well, that is so fun. Listen, mm-hmm. listen, I love that. You got to get some looks, you know, I think it's yeah. important, as the kids say, you got to get your looks together is what
you
I'm
do.
Saying.
You do mm-hmm. have to get them together, but you also have to figure out where you're like, how you're comfortable, because,
yeah.
you know, there's just certain things that you may not feel comfortable wearing them, even if you look good in them. It's just yeah. outside your comfort zone. And so that's what was fun to figure out with Jamie.
So fun.
All that being said, is it time for five favorites?
It's time for five favorites. Mine are going to be, a lot of them are going to be, you know, hiking adjacent today.
I would expect no less.
Because on my trip. So I tried a lot of different hiking boots. And what I ended up getting were the Hoka Anacapa Mid GTX hiking boots. Perry said it was important to get Gore-Tex because I was so glad because we did end up walking through a lot of snow.
Okay.
But I think they would be great, but they weren't too hot. You know, like I had ordered some Sorrels too, but I was like, these are so wintry that I was like, mm-hmm. I'll never wear them again.
Okay.
And the thing about up there too, once it warmed up, like 65 degrees there felt so much warmer than 65 degrees here, because it's okay. like you start the morning so cold and I don't know, maybe the sun is so intense. I don't know.
I don't know.
But anyway, but these Hoka Anacapa, they're so cute, first of all. Like
I
would totally wear them again, just with whatever. They were super, and like from the moment I got them, like they were comfortable. They left no blisters. I wore them with my smart wool socks. I loved them. Like, I love them. They come in lots of different colors. They run true to size. They are just a really great, if you need a hiking boot, I thought these were fantastic. And they're what Caroline got too. We both loved them.
Are they heavy?
They aren't. No, they're not any heavier than a normal sneaker. I mean, then they, you know, they've got the ankle because they come up. So it, you know, that takes a little bit of getting used to. But I loved them because so many hiking boots, I felt like I would try them on and I'd be like, this is a hiking boot.
Yes.
And then like these felt like this is a sneaker that has good ankle support, you know? So
yeah, because I have in seasons of like walking on a lot of trails, I have wanted to transition to a hiking shoe, but every time I've gotten one, I have felt like it was so heavy that it affected how I walked almost. So very interested in these.
No, I thought these were great. So I loved them. The next thing that I was very thankful for was I got us two of these iWalk small portable phone chargers before we left because I wasn't sure what the under canvas situation was going to be. And this is the perfect size. You know, they've got all these portable phone chargers, but I love these because they're small. So they were easy to just put like in my, I had carried like a little Lululemon belt bag and like they fit perfectly in that. So
add to cart. I'm getting one of these right now.
Keep it in your purse, whatever. Yeah. It was great. So it's the best portable phone charger I've found in terms of size and how well it worked. So
there's a 10% off coupon.
Oh, even better.
Yes. Okay. Because we're going on a trip in a couple of weeks and I hate that feeling. Like you don't want to walk around with a cord you need to plug in.
No.
And I've had a couple of chargers too, but they're so big and heavy. Yeah. So I love this one. Like you said, it's perfect for a belt bag.
Yeah, it was perfect. And it worked so well. And it's just because there too, your phone is like my charge would just burn because it's, I guess your phone is searching and like through a lot of Yellowstone, you don't have any reception. And so, and we were using my phone for Apple CarPlay. And anyway, it was great. So,
okay.
The next thing, I ordered two of these for hiking to wear with my leggings. And they are the Hanes Moisture Wicking Long Sleeve Sport Tee. Listen, I ordered them. I was like, I'm just going to try them because they were $13. Mm-hmm. And this was a great long sleeve basic tee. Like I would wear these to go. Like, I mean, now I'm in San Antonio, so they're too hot. But like in the fall, like it's a perfect weight to like go walk the dogs or to wear with my leggings. I ordered a medium. It came down just long enough where I could wear it with leggings and feel comfortable. They come in lots of colors. It was very breathable. I didn't feel like it was very moisture wicking and it's $13.
Oh, this is great.
Mm-hmm. Comes in lots of cute colors. So it's just a good, and it doesn't fit too, you know, some of those ones that are like the Lulu knockoffs, they just fit too tight. And this is more like a t-shirt, which I appreciate.
Yeah. So I don't like something that's going to grip and hold.
I don't need anything clinging to me.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So the next thing is these Levi's mid-thigh shorts. I ordered these back in March. And I think I've put them on Fashion Friday, but I just wanted to remind everybody about them again because they had gotten sold out at Anthropologie, but they are a Levi's cutoff. They're just a great vintagey, the Levi's look, which I love in a denim is so good. They're $70, but they come like mid thigh. And so they have a raw hem. You could cut them shorter, but I love that mid thigh length.
Yeah, I do too. It's got a 6-inch inseam. I think that 5 or 6-inch inseam is gold.
Yeah. Yep. And it's real trendy. I mean, like, I think the thing is our trends, even for the younger girls who can wear shorter shorts, I think the trend has kind of shifted to this little bit longer. And I love it because then when you wear like an oversized linen shirt or something like that, you still see your shorts, you know, really, really good. And then my last thing is, I love my Allie and Best stuff and they have, they've got a great new Americana collection, but they also have this Kaya necklace that is a green with these little pink beads in between. That is my new favorite to add in with my other necklaces. Something about the green, you know, I love turquoise, but just this green is so good. And they have given us a code for Memorial Day weekend. You can get 30% off anything on the site with code Melanie30.
Come on, Melanie 30.
Listen, Melanie 30.
What about the last one that you mentioned, the multicolored one, and I have loved it. I also like the little tiny one they have with this green and pink.
I know. Isn't it cute? So I don't know. They just have some really, I love their stuff. I think it looks so good. I think it's such a fun pop of color.
It is. And it's not too precious, but it's well made.
Exactly.
So you know, so like this from this is my lane jewelry wise. Mm-hmm. So I love it.
Yeah. So anyway, those are my five favorites. So,
well, I'm about to order some shorts. I've already ordered my phone charger and now I'm going to have to get a new necklace. Thank you for your service.
Well,
we appreciate
listen,
that.
I do what I can. I've survived my camping experience. I wanted to come back and share some things and here we are.
Well, I'm so glad y'all had such a great time.
I know. It really was. It was so good. I mean, I already feel like I'm like, oh, I'll go back next summer. Like, I was like, when we left, I was like, bye, Jackson Hole. See you soon. You know?
Okay. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. It was great. It was
That's so good.
Yeah. Well, so.
All right. Well, we'll be back on Patreon at some point, too. We've got book club next week on Tuesday night.
Yes.
And then, which we're talking about lessons in chemistry. And then now we're going to have to punt and find something else to talk about besides Bama Rush.
Not Bama Rush. But listen, Bama Rush. If y'all haven't listened to that Hard Nose episode on Patreon, I should want to say, but it,
yeah.
And I got so tickled because I think it was yesterday, Perry, we were walking through the airport and he had the backpack that I'd use for hiking and he was like, smell this. And I was like, no, you haven't listened to my episode. I don't want to smell it. And Caroline got so tickled because she knew. She just looked at me. I was like, nope. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
So, all right, y'all.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. And we will talk to you later.
All right. Bye, y'all.
Bye.